There once lived a young prince. First his father died, and then his mother. Then his twin sister, Amanda, whom he loved very much, went away to marry the king of Mirinay, leaving him quite alone. At first the prince felt lonely, but gradually he got used to his solitude and even began to like it. For company, he had a family of noisy swallows who nested in the branches of the rose tree, and when the swallows had all flown away, he would look for the tiny water sprite, who lived in a silver bubble at the bottom of the fountain. The prince tried very hard to make friends with the water sprite, but sometimes she was gay and bubbly, and other times she was moody. Some mornings she would come floating up to talk to him, but very often she would not. And even though he woke up earlier and earlier each morning, he could never catch the tiny glittering sun sprite who slid over the hill at sunrise, but then raced away without warning, leaving a trail of sun drops over the lawn. So most of the time, the prince had no one to talk to, for he had sent away the gardener and the maidservants and the footman and even the cook. Now, this strange behaviour had started all the townspeople a-gossiping. "Perhaps our young prince is ill," they said. "Perhaps he is in grave danger and cannot send for help.